Swiss, Poe, respect our gangster, nigga. Lay down. What you know about rolling out? Big tech, big vest, hollow tips all up in that kid neck. Poe, live it up, yellow stones lit it up. Long John Siggers, tuck, it's the kid, nigga, what? Some of y'all rap niggas is girls on my dick, yapping and flapping. Fucking cartoons. These niggas' guns don't go off until they say lights, camera, action. Yo, Swiss, tell them niggas eat a dick. Gun up in your face, bitch, that way we won't miss. Unload the shit, then reload the shit. Head straight to the airport and unload some bricks. No line, you niggas see me coming down the street, you think I was flying. 12 cylinders, Brooklyn is mine, nigga, move over. Yeah, I'm talking to you, fucking dick blower.
For all of y'all, keeping y'all in hell, just to see you out and enjoy yourself. Cause it's cool when you fucking with a nigga like me. Cool when you riding with a nigga like me. To all my mother nigga bitches, yeah.
Shine.
To all my niggas, keep their gully, yeah.
Shine.
To all my ghettos in America,
shine.
I'ma keep it cases till I die, nigga.
Shine.
Check it, hey yo. All I need in this world of sin is a crooked lawyer, big rims, and a Mac-10. Riding through the city like I'm used to this shit. Fuck your vest, nigga, my cells will chew through that shit. Catch your breath, you ain't heard about that nigga Poe. Murder cases, diamond faces, met hat low. Leaving pieces of your brain on your car door. Looking gully in that bent or that R.O. L.L. See you niggas in hell. Soon as they set my bail, I make another sale. Shit, I set my mind at an early age. I was either gonna be paid or early grade. What the fuck? I got to have blocks of smash, lots of cash, drops of ass. This is the truth. I'll probably die in my coop, but I bet you when them bitches come to get me, I'll shoot.
For all of y'all, keeping y'all in hell, just to see you out and enjoy yourself. Cause it's cool when you fucking with a nigga like me. Cool when you riding with a nigga like me. To all my mama, nigga bitches, just
shine.
To all my niggas, keep their gully, just
shine.
To all my ghettos in America,
shine.
My mind on the shipment, shipment on my mind. About to meet these Dominican niggas at 9. Rhyme, rap, the fuck is that? Only thing I rap is yay, nigga die today. Hell got it confused. I ain't trying to fill nobody's shoes. Just looking for connects, nigga. Doing what I do. Back against the wall, against all odds. Tuning to my life, nigga. This shit is sicker than ours. Fighting against them crackers, plus them killers getting at us. Nowhere to run, so I grab my gun and start blazing. This shit got a nigga aging, but I'ma die gangster, nigga. Ain't no changing. A G faithfully, mama pray for me. Little nigga, go to school. Stay away from me. Got horse for you hustlers, bullets for you cowards, and dick for you bitches up in the Trump Tower.
For all of y'all, keeping y'all in hell, just to see you out and enjoy yourself. Cause it's cool when you fucking with a nigga like me. Cool when you riding with a nigga like me. To all my mama, nigga bitches,
shine.
To all my niggas, keep your gully,
shine.
To all my ghettos in America,
shine.
I'ma keep it cases till I die, nigga.
Shine.
Enjoy yourself, cause it's cool when you fucking with a nigga like me. Cool when you riding with a nigga like me. To all my mama, nigga bitches, yeah.
Shine.
To all my niggas, keep their gully, yeah.
Shine.
To all my ghettos in America,
shine.
I'ma keep it cases till I die, nigga.
Shine.
Check, 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 check. Test, 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 test. What's going on, everybody? You hear my sweet baby angels here. I'm extremely stoned and didn't plan this out, so it is what it is. At the end of the day, you just hit the stream button and you just hope it works, you know? Because here's the thing. Who gives a fuck? Some people care. Nope, don't want to play that. I made it 5 minutes in with the song and couldn't stop the song on time, so off to a good start. I noticed that my little talking thing on the screen goes when I talk, but it's not going to work for other people. Why? I don't know. Every time I reset my computer, it changes every fucking thing. Before I stream, I got to go in the settings, change the output. I got to go on Discord, change it to my mic. I don't know. Every fucking time. Fucking conspiracy. I blame it on Susan Monday, to be honest. Let's see here. I got to turn on this. There we go. Now it'll show up on screen. Well, everybody, guess I'll say hi to chat. That's what we do here. It's so fucking quiet. I can't stand when it's just me talking. What up, Jay King, Cosmic Cam, Ms. Kiss My Grits, Bears and Cigars, Mel's Diner, Steph, Angela Witt, Leah Leah. And that's everybody. I've gone through the chat. People said hello. I probably should have started this at like 9 or 10, but I just figured, get it going. Why not? You build it, they will come. Because at the end of the day, there's a stream. So join it. What up, Casto? What up, Duffman? Kenny was here earlier, but I had my headphones muted, so he was probably yelling at me for a little while. And then he left, but he promised that he has an exclusive No You dance tonight. And a, Dabblestorian says, any Joey C talk? Well, here's the beauty of this show. I don't know who Joey C is, but if you want to join the VC, you can tell me all about Joey C, and then I'll learn. As far as me, I've brought no topics. I've brought nothing. I wouldn't really even call this a show. It's just a hangout. But it's just me hanging out with me. So at the end of the day, it's just me here talking. Kenny will probably show up eventually with some greatness. But yeah, Joey C, that's like, honestly, the only thing I know is that BYB. No, so someone already texted me about this, Dabblestorian. There's someone out there. They might show up in this chat. I haven't gone live in a while, but they are a mod here. But there's a account called, what the fuck is it called? It's been so long. Ross Dog Sad. Someone tell me. Someone knows the name. Anyway, that account's not me. You know what I'm talking about. You can catch them over at the Opie live stream. They are like Opie's favorite chatter. Is it Turbs McGurk messaged me and told me he was got in a fight with them. I was like, no, that's not me. I believe it's some lady, but I don't really know. She seems cool, though. They're usually at the stream, but I haven't streamed. Well, I did go live last weekend, but I don't really count that. It's not my StreamYard actual REA live stream. The last one of those was like 7-8 months ago. They were definitely there, so. Once the word gets out, I'm sure they're going to show up. Ross or Nam Nation's probably going to show up. I don't really watch shit, though. It's just kind of how I've always been online. I'd rather have someone come actually tell me about some shit that's going on than actually see it for myself. And if no one tells me, then I guess I don't learn about it. And it's really not that big of a deal. What the fuck is the name of that account? How can I not remember it? What up, Focus? Boss Dog Sad something. I don't fucking know. Something sad. I think they made it to hate on me a few years ago and then realized there was no point of that, but just kept the name. I like it, so I don't know.
Well, hello.
What up, Dabblestorian? What's going on?
I was just coming to investigate the Ross Dog story. So you're officially not the Ross Dog that supports Joey C.
No. That person goes in a lot of counts, like Opie and Anthony. When Opie goes live, they're always there. I always say she. I just assume it's a chick, but I don't really know. Could be a dude. I
Reggie fans, I guess.
think the account was like to make fun of me years ago, and then they just stopped hating me. I don't. We don't really go over the story. It just is what it is. Yes, broken spirit. That's it, Focus. Thank you, Ross Dog's broken spirit. Apparently, my spirit was broken a few years ago. I don't remember it happening, but that's the name.
Well, hopefully this Joey C support will fix your spirit.
I tried to watch that BYB podcast, and Terbs McGurk was on it,
My buddy.
and that's the only reason I was there. I've never heard him before, but I was like, he's probably cool. I'll listen for that, because I've listened to BYB before, and no offense to them, but it's just not my thing. But
Yeah, I mean, I've been on there a couple of times.
yeah. I mean, I watch it. It takes me a long time to get into something. So unless they're like talking about me or something I actually know, it's just,
I mean, a true narcissist just like
yes,
myself.
exactly. What up, Kenny? Have you met Kenny? Do you know of the legendary Kenny?
No, unless this is part of my buddy
What?
Kenny P.
You want to hear something that just happened to me that's kind of funny, Ross?
Yes.
This guy that I finally learned how to respect his space. Like, I don't come in hot and I'm not always coming in there. So I come in there and, right, it's going pretty well. And then to get rid of me, like, I just got fucked with Ken instead of dropping him and saying, "Shut up, Ken." He goes, "Have you heard of the glitches on spaces?" I'm like, "I've never heard of this." Oh, then I got kicked out of the space. I'm like, "That's funny. You wanted to fuck with me." In my head, it kind of seemed like the when they go, "I saw two black cats in like the Matrix." Like he just wanted to fuck with me instead of doing his typical thing, like, "I'm dropping you," right? He just went, "Have you heard of that glitch in spaces?" Like, what glitch?
You tagged the wrong person, Focus. That's not Doom, that's Dabblestorian. Very disrespectful.
I thought it was funny the way he cleverly got rid of me.
Kenny, I'm not gonna lie, I got some ADD and I'm stoned and I have no clue what you just said, but I hope everyone else
I'm just
heard
saying, if I drop me from his space by not saying, "I'm going to drop you," that's a typical drop that they would do, right? He said,
Kenny, what do you know about
"You
Joey
know,
C?
I'm just saying, Ross," he said, "have you heard about the glitch in spaces?" I'm like, "What glitch?" Then I got dropped a second later. Like, I got kicked out of the space. And I'm like, "That's a clever way to do it." He didn't even allude to the fact that he was going to drop me or somebody wanted me dropped. He just got rid of me without even saying it. That's pretty funny, right?
That's crazy, Kenny.
Yeah. And I thought,
That's a
next time I talk to him, I'll be, "That was clever." I thought it was funny. I laughed. I wasn't mad or anything because I'm like, let me guess, Ross is live. Probably. I'll go voice chat. You're live, right?
yes, we are live.
Okay. So then I'm like, so you just dropped me in the perfect amount of time and did it in the funniest way possible. Because usually they do it in a drama way and they think that's funny. He actually did something that I thought was really funny. Great. And I don't complain anymore. I don't complain about anything because it's too much of a waste of time. And then they're like, "Shut up, bitch. Stop complaining." Okay.
Will we ever end?
I've decided to be the new Ken TV. Nothing to complain about. The internet now is like New York City. If you're complaining all the time, you don't get it.
What up, Goose Sports? Hold on one second. If anyone joins the Discord, just give me a second to change your role. So anyway,
Ross,
Kenny.
I quit vaping. That's right.
What do you mean you quit vape? When did you start vaping? I didn't even know you vaped.
I've been vaping for months and months. Hello, douche.
You don't do it on
Yes.
stream.
Well, I think maybe it's been caught a couple times of me vaping. You remember when I did your interview and I said, "Oh, next I'll do it with not on camera." See, then people can't be like, "I got you. I'm Helen. I got you on camera." Yeah, see, vaping that whole time.
Kenny, I feel like
Kenny's another Mike, isn't
if I don't know what you're talking about, Kenny, I can't imagine Dabblestorian has the slightest clue what you're
he?
talking
No,
about.
he reminds me of
I'm
my
saying
buddy.
that
He's been a few
when I
people. Kenny
interviewed you,
B.
Ross, I was vaping when I was off camera. Oh shit, the whole time.
Kenny's a very special friend. He's a legend online, but he intimidates people, so they're afraid to watch his streams.
Know you?
He's just
Just
that
like everyone's
good.
afraid to watch Jake Hudson, right?
Yep.
But Ross, I think I came up with a concept for a new show I might do with this British lady I just met, where we scoff at everything and just shit on everything, kind of, even
That
pop
sounds
culture.
terrible, Kenny. That's like Benny Hill or some shit. That
Wow,
sounds
that like we
awful.
Simon Cow everything. Ugh, they're horrible, right?
You just gonna sit there and
I mean, that show
scoff?
idea is horrible.
It's very
Well, we
horrible.
may not scoff at everything. Like, did you hear the Slater's last album? Oh, it's great. But did you hear Napalm Death's new album? Oh, it's
No
horrible.
one's gonna know
That's
what
how
you're
I
talking
feel.
about. Who were
Well,
those
some metal fans
people?
might.
Oh.
Metal fans might. It's a concept to do with a British person. It might work. Like, you could scoff about soccer. Oh, the DC United are horrible. They're the worst team in soccer.
So, Kenny, how long have you been a Joey
It
C
could actually
fan?
be true. What?
How long have you been a
Who's that?
Joey C fan?
Who's that?
You don't know who Joey C is?
No.
We kind of know
He's a
the
really good
realm.
man.
He knows some people. Like, you know Jake Husden, right, Kenny? You'd probably
Well,
say no. He
is
knows.
that the guy that banned me from the StreamYard?
Probably, Kenny. I would imagine so.
Yeah, and then I confronted him on Wendy's, and he probably still didn't unblock me.
Oh, you know Wendy too.
Oh yeah,
Yeah.
Kenny, no, we know Wendy very well. Kenny used to
Well,
be
I'm
practically a
glad
co-host with her.
Yeah, I
Wendy's
know very
clear of
Wendy
the
very well.
I'm glad Wendy is clear of the terrible snakes of our world.
Yeah, we're like the
I
beat up
mean,
Jim or Nam community, basically.
has Wendy ever asked you for money, though?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, she came into. She does that all the time. She'll ask
She's
me for
never
50
asked me for
bucks,
money,
StreamYard.
never given any. I'd never do that.
Nah, I wouldn't give Wendy any money.
No, and
Wendy's
she's
not
never
worth it.
asked me for any personally.
Yeah, she's never
Or
asked
has
personally. She just streams and ask. It's whatever.
Right. And she's
No,
never
I mean,
asked
I
on
haven't.
my live stream. I've made a point. I've never heard her do that when she's coming on my show. So I never let her do it to my audience. Her audience, I have no control over that. I
I
don't
see
mess around.
people throwing hundreds at just the worst garbage in the world for no reason, for other than
Yeah. Just like
acceptance.
Joey
So,
C.
yeah. What's Joey C from? Is he from like a bigger show? Like, how did he become the main
You mean how he
suspect?
became a thing?
Yeah.
So originally he was somebody who was a fan of Stern and Shuly. So he found Shuly's number online, just started texting him like, "Hey buddy, I'm a big fan of you. My daughter died. Can I go on the show to help me out with my grief?"
Well, I can
He
say
immediately blocked
something
him, and he was kind of like, "No." And
on. Can I say
eventually,
something on
that was
Shuey?
mentioned on the show,
I'm finished, Kenny.
and Joey C reached out to him in different ways. He's, I don't know if you know this, but he's infamous for sending Shuly dick pictures.
Wow.
His own dick?
Yeah, his own dick.
Right. He's not my God. See, he doesn't have pictures of other guys' dicks
Is it
like some
like,
people.
is he sex pesting
No.
them? Like he wants to fuck these people, or he's just showing his
Oh
dick?
no, there's an interesting story behind that. So you know who producer Joe is, right?
Who?
From the Shuly Network.
Who?
Producer Joe. He's
No,
a guy who
I
works
know
for the Shuly Network.
the Shuly name. That's
Yeah,
it.
me. Yeah. So Shuly's
I don't know
producer, producer
producer Joe, and
Joe.
I know the show of Shuey.
Yeah, so Joey C got a text from producer Joe, or someone he thought was producer Joe, saying, "Hey,
Yeah.
for you to go on the show, we need pictures of your wife naked." So what he plans
Yeah.
to do is
Oh,
reach out to Shuly, be like, "Hey, I got this text from Joe. Is this genuine?" Shuly goes back to him, is like, "No, that's a fake one." And what Joey decides to do is like, "I'm gonna get them back by sending them dick pictures." Who's shooting all those people? And they told him, "Hey, that's not us. We don't have anything to do with that." I mean,
exhibited that kind of behavior before.
You know,
Right,
I
Kenny?
found out a few days ago that Chewy stole his whole network from Whoosh. He stole from Podtrash. It's a lawsuit too, for
Oh
real.
shit.
Yeah.
Tell us
Yep.
more, Kenny.
Well, you know, he's having whackpackers and all that on his show first, and I'm sure other people too. Podtrash, that was like what, 2014?
But didn't
Yeah.
Howard Stern have him on first?
That's true, but then where did Chewy suddenly get a whole network from?
Yeah, but
Oh.
if those people aren't actually under a contract, you don't actually, it doesn't mean shit. Unless there's a contract saying you can't go on someone else's show, then you can't do
No,
shit.
but I'm saying, like, where did he suddenly weave Stern and then get a whole network? And then right around the time that he got network, Podtrash kind of went away. Oh. Suspect. He might have stolen his network from them. I mean, we talked about when I was on with Bleach and him. Wait, that makes sense because, when Podtrash, I'm like, what happened to Podtrash? They were around for a bit. And then suddenly, he's non-Stern and the Shuey network's there. Oh, suspect. Maybe it would be. It's a real lawsuit. I love to hear the story about this, what Shuey comes up with. How he did not steal it. I'm like, but then Podtrash wasn't around and you had a network. What's up with that?
Don't know Joey C. You're
Now,
like a
maybe.
Wikipedia of this shit and you don't know Joey C.
No, sorry. I know all other Shuey associated things, but that. Yeah. I've heard his
I
name in
mean,
the
Joey
crowd, but
C's
I
been
don't
on
know
Chewy
who
as
he
well.
is. I've heard the name in the crowd. Maybe he's just a famous crowd guy. I don't know. Heard the
I've been on
name.
Chewy's show multiple times.
But I've seen the show, but I just hear his name in the crowd. I don't think if he's been on
Chewy
the
does the
show
rest
that.
of Joey.
Kenny
Okay.
watches 30 shows at the same time.
No.
I mean, he was
No.
also one starring John as well.
I've never listened much of Stern John's show much.
Isn't Kyle on with him?
I'm more into Uncle Rico because John's kind of a piece of shit and he's never interviewed anybody I know that well. So I'm like, he's interviewing
I've been
some
on.
nobody. Why would I watch that?
He talked to Kyle. Science.
John did?
Yeah, didn't he have him on once? Pretty sure.
Think he called in once, so
Bob
I
Levy
probably
might
heard
have been
that
there.
show. I think I probably listened to that show, and I did listen to John's show with Levy. So I've listened to that's about all the John I've listened to, and I listened to him interview some boring nobody, and then the Levy
You're
show.
not
I
the one telling
probably
me, right?
what?
I've been on John's show multiple times.
I did not know.
Wow. I'm quite
Wow.
infamous. Apparently, there was the pawn bombing incident where
I
somebody used my
think
picture and
John
pawn
is
bombed him.
phony and he's not that talented and that's why I don't watch the show. I don't hate him or I don't hate him because I don't hate anybody really. I just think he's not that talented. Send me a couple of your shows and I'll see if you're more interesting than he is. I'm sure you are.
Who, me?
You, yeah.
I mean, I mostly just edit stuff together and I do a Monday show with Bass Pill.
Who is that? Oh, on
He's another
baseball?
clipper.
Base
On base.
pill.
Baseball.
You're all about base pill, Kenny. How do you not know this stuff?
I only know about base shit that Ian gets into.
That's it.
That's
That's how,
it.
that's
I
your
don't do
deciding
full base.
factor.
You think I have being be, knowing about base stuff is like if you're in investment stuff and you know all about commodities. Yeah, if I do investments, there's no way I'm getting into commodities. You have to go to a business school to master commodities. It's hard shit. It's like you have to be have a degree in baseness to know all about baseness. It's too complex.
Baseness.
I just cheat off Ian's score base sheet. Yeah, I'm not taking the full class.
What does the chat think about Joey C? Where's the Joey C fans in the chat?
I don't think you're gonna get many.
I don't think I've ever seen. I never heard of it until, I don't know, it was, I think you and Turbs jumped in the server at the same time and you were posting stuff. Yeah. I was like, I kind of know, I know like that realm where it's coming from, but I was like, Joey C, never, who the fuck is this guy?
But Ross, I also get base stuff.
He's
from like Jings.
I'd say invest.
Yeah.
Like Jings and Focus and other people like Bellan, they'll bring up all the base stuff in a bit. Getting caught up on most of the base stuff. I get like the cliff notes. I don't need to know all of it. I'm fine with the cliff notes. It's cool.
Right.
I have broken Shride off the patch and smoked a black and mild for about 10 puffs 3 times so far since yesterday. But
so you're off the vape,
like, hold
and
no,
now
I didn't
you're
hold
black
on
and mild.
To it. I didn't hold on to it, so I didn't smoke it the whole day yesterday and today.
You smoked some other dude's black and mild. So you're walking around the streets taking puffs off other people's black and mild.
No,
is that
I
what
actually
you're
buy in the store and light it, and then
and then
throw
you
it
give
on
it,
the
and then you pass it off to a homeless guy.
No, I just throw it on the ground till it breaks.
What? You don't even offer it to a homeless guy? You break it?
No. What if they?
What a dick.
They're like, what if you have COVID and you don't know it? And anybody could have that, then I wouldn't do that to them. I might have it. I have no idea. Nobody knows. So they test themselves. They might have it.
I think they'll accept COVID if they have a nice, fresh, black and mild.
Can and dude, they could just pick up.
Jake Hudson would be great.
I'm saying one wasn't completely broken. It had just a tiny piece that looked like it wasn't broken, so they can pick that up.
You walk in, you're like, yep. Hello, let me get 2 Lucy's.
No, you. If Helen is here later, I have a...
What made you pick Black and Milds, Kenny? Who did you see? Did you see someone like in front of you in line? You're like, oh, that guy's cool. He just got
I used
black
to smoke black and milds for a while before I went to vape. So you can't just go, okay, I quit vaping and smoking. I just want to vent and smoke for 10 puffs. You buy a vape, it's a $20 commitment. It's more than 10 puffs. You can't just, but something that costs $1, you can just throw on the ground afterwards and be done. Yeah. Cheaper.
Fine. Where do you find the time to go over this logic and come up with it in between all
it's
your editing and streaming
flexible,
and stuff?
It's more flexible and affordable, and that you won't have to vape because that's extremely bad for your teeth.
Are you hoping
one
for a
time,
black and mild sponsorship?
No, I'm not saying that. No, you. I'm just saying that was
no,
my
you.
Choice based on the fact that I didn't want to completely kill my teeth because I decided to get off the patch for a minute. That's it. It's still on my body. I'm just venting.
Why no more patch?
I'm just saying I'm still wearing it. I'm just venting because I can't take
just
it anymore.
Venting.
My craving is out of control, but I've gone hours. I'm not perfect, so in an hour or two, I might want to vent again.
Do the diamonds help?
They help not against it. If I was completely sober, I probably wouldn't. So really, I might have to do a sober night tomorrow night. I've been holding out for quite a bit. I'm pretty good.
You're pretty good at hiding it, because I've known you for years, and I didn't know about any of this stuff.
Well, I think in the interview I took a vape.
I'm sure I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, and then I had to go, yeah, see? I'm off camera, see? I don't do that anymore.
Kenny, you make it really hard for me to learn who the fuck Joey C is.
Okay. Oh, this was a Joey C interview?
No,
okay.
But...
I don't know.
I mean, I have a lot of Joey C content if you're interested.
Oh.
It's a perfect moment to plug. Also, Basepill has some Joey C content and my friend Unidabbler, who's coincidentally Joey C's former mod, who Joey stole $50 from. Mm.
Damn, how do you steal 50 you bucks?
Know. So, during Christmas time, his wife asked for $50, but like, hey, you know, can I get $50 to buy Christmas presents?
Yeah.
And he gave the money to him, and they refused to give it back.
Oh, it's like a loan. It's
like, I'm not giving it back until after a while. I think it was maybe 2-3 weeks later. Like, we gave him enough attention and enough like heat and enough rolling that they eventually started giving the money back, but it wasn't all in once. It was $50, then $30.
Hold on, somebody stole $50 from Joyce, or he stole $50 from someone.
He stole $50 from someone.
Nice. I figured it was that, but I was unsure for a minute because I'm really high. But oh wow. So he just borrowed it. I went to buy Christmas gifts. He borrows the 50s and then never gives it back for a long time.
Yeah, eventually after like we pressured him enough.
Yeah, but I mean, you borrow $50, you gotta be like, you could just be like denial. I'm not giving it back now. And then they're like, come on, man, you owe us money. We're asking you. It's not like we're the mob. Like, you owe us, it wouldn't be $50. $50,000. You don't give it soon. You're going to die. Right. That's the way that goes. Well, $50,000. They can get you anybody killed for $10. You don't give them money. There's other guys that owe them $50,000. Maybe they'll pay up.
Well, the weird thing is he got about $750 maybe a week or two before that. So in 2 weeks, he spent $750 and needed some money for Christmas. Like, where the fuck did that go?
I know. I mean, in a few weeks, you spend nearly $800 and now you need to borrow $50. What? Yeah. I mean, you're going to spend a lot of it, spend $500, save at least $200-something, then you have Christmas. I mean, come on. Be smart. I mean,
there's a couple of theories. Maybe he spent the money on drugs or something.
All right. Maybe you have a small coke habit. Spend like $300. Save the rest. Come on. Maybe I blew $300 on coke. It was really good. Almost $100 pure. All right. You've got a great coke guy. But I don't know, man. $700. If I had $700, I'd probably save $5. $400 a really good coke if I was still into that. And still have some money.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. But Joey seems more of a meth man, unfortunately.
Oh, but isn't meth almost the same amount?
Well, meth's apparently a lot cheaper.
Okay, then how did you... then what did you spend the money on? If you're drug is the cheapest form of coke or coke type substance on the planet, what are you spending the money on then?
I don't know. That's the mystery. What did he spend?
Yeah, I mean, if it's like you buy $100 worth of meth, you're set for all that time pretty much, right?
Yeah. I mean, the only other thing he did during that time was buy a membership to Blog Talk Radio.
Top coke, that's one evening. Right. It's only one evening. $100.
So he wanted to do radio shows for a while because he's like, I want to get away from the trolls. So he decided to do a call-in show.
You got you. I'm
okay,
stoned,
and then
though.
He had to buy equipment. So you only need to spend like $200.
Catching fell asleep already. They can't hear me right now. I have it muted to them. Just talking to you guys.
Membership.
But
okay, so have a good night, Lelia.
So what else? Like $700. So
basically, what's going on here? It's just a free for all.
Like $140
to kind of encourage people to join Discord and just hang out and get VCs going like we did back in the day. And that's basically it.
So he didn't even go like, I brought like lots of weed, so he buys an ounce. So where's the rest go?
If you guys are confused, I'm pretty confused myself. And now I'm going to go smoke a cigarette.
Maybe he's in the horse, so he brought a horse.
Because Kenny's just on fire right
maybe
now.
Maybe that's the rest.
I'll be right back.
Well, he's a married man. There is...
It's also very early
maybe
right
he's
now.
A cheater. Ooh.
I've never gone live this early.
Maybe she wouldn't do what he needed.
I mean, can I quote you on this, Kenny?
No, I don't know that. What?
Can I quote you on that? Joey C's a cheater.
No, I'm just saying that maybe, I don't know, man, that would explain where all the rest of the money went. Well, you know, for months, my wife wasn't satisfying my needs. It could be. There could have been conflict. Maybe she is now, and maybe the time she wasn't.
Well, apparently he's sleeping with his wife 3 times a day. He gets it on regular.
Okay, maybe before she wasn't. I don't know.
Well, I mean, I heard that story in Kenny, and I assumed that was a lie. No one brags about, you know, 3 times a day.
Okay, that could be the lie, and maybe she really isn't satisfying him at all. It's been years since she was. But I could be right. I don't know. I'm not going. You don't quote me at all, man. I mean, I don't know the man whatsoever.
I get what you're saying.
Yeah, like, you know, that would explain it. Like, you know, maybe, or maybe he didn't buy all the weed and he wanted, like, top of the line that he got a call girl for, like, 500. That's where they start, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that would explain 500 of it. And then the meth, that would explain if he got a lot, 100. And then the monthly thing, that's 40. And then... I don't know. Where'd the other 100 go? I don't know.
No one knows.
What?
No one knows. As I said, we've asked this question multiple times. And
well, you know, maybe it's a simple answer. It could be car payments, all that. Does happen.
Yeah. He just refuses to answer, so it becomes more suspicious. Where did the money go?
Yes. Maybe... Well, does anybody know anything about him?
He likes to drink Coke.
He likes to what?
He likes to drink Coke, so he'll drink about 24 cans in a day.
Jeez. I mean, he likes to drink Coca-Cola?
Yeah, he has 24 cans a day.
Oh, that's too many cans.
I mean,
wouldn't it upset his stomach? Wouldn't it upset anybody's stomach, even if they could drink a lot of caffeine and cold type things? Wouldn't your stomach get upset at anybody after like 5?
I mean, it could be diabetes.
What?
Diabetes, Kenny.
Oh, they make smaller ones now?
No, I was talking about you could get diabetes from it.
Well, I'm saying that. They make smaller cans now, like mini ones.
No, he had the giant pack.
Jeez.
I mean, you like Coke, Kenny, do you?
Only in booze. Sorry.
Really?
Only booze when I haven't had any sleep. That's it.
That's it, buddy.
Yeah, so...
What about Pepsi?
What?
What about Pepsi, Kenny?
They're the same, pretty much. So, I would drink the same... If Coke wasn't available, I would drink them for the same reason. That's it. I want, like, a... If I want just a soda, I can make my own soda with seltzer and dilute orange juice or whatever. It's better for you than Coke or anything like that.
I guess.
It's a white soda. It's not really made with all the bullshit they put in. Alcohol knocks a lot of that out. That's why I would drink it with alcohol. And sometimes you need extra stuff
like
to
what?
Stay up.
Like what
and
do
you
need?
Don't want to do Coke because, you know, you get to a certain age. You're going to, you do Coke, you're going to die. Could happen. You don't want to die.
I mean, we'll die at one point, Kenny.
Right, but really, I've never done base. What about you?
I know, buddy. I mean, yeah, what's the worst you've ever done?
Because really... Crackheads don't do crack. They do base.
What about glue?
Never done that?
Never done glue?
Sound like a fun idea, sniffing glue. Maybe I did it once, but I don't have a big memory of the high. So I don't remember doing it, so probably.
Maybe. I mean, you could have been huffing paint this entire time.
No, I did do that, but that was a long time ago as a teenager. I stopped being a teenager quite a long time ago, so.
What about gas? No, any huffing gas?
No. There are people that are all into huffing, and then there's my friends. They like to party, so some of them are like, hey, man, I'll party on anything. I'm just huffing paint today, then somebody to join, then there's a party. So there are people that just do anything, then there's certain people that like certain things in the drug and drinking world. So some people that like drinking, but we were the animals. We're boat people. I'm just saying, if you're an average Joe, boat people and their friends is the people to hang out with. Yeah.
But you still like to live it up and be an animal?
No, I'm saying that they're the party animals.
You're not a party animal anymore.
To some degree, if I'm around them and people that are absolutely the coolest, then yeah. And fire up and put it down, man. It depends who I'm with.
What would you like to do when you're not partying then? Just like read a book?
I can read a book.
What would you like reading?
Currently I'm reading
Playboy. I took a break
for one. I'll probably get back into it. It's called Busting Balls, about the team tennis of the 70s. My friend wrote it.
Don't lie, Kenny. Busting Balls.
I'm not lying.
That's some fucking gay porn shit.
No, it's a book about team tennis of the 70s.
You can be honest. I mean, I don't care. You can do whatever gay shit you want. It don't bother me.
I'm saying I am being honest. It's by Stephen Blush. You can go look it up. It's his book. Came out 4 years ago, so no you.
Kenny, the audience wants to know, what is your favorite flavor of paint to huff?
I don't know, because it was so long ago, I wouldn't know.
I would huff like an orange. Orange is my favorite candy flavor, so.
No, I'm saying that paint. I wouldn't know because I wasn't an adult. You think I can remember? Why would I know that? I'm saying I haven't huffed paint since I was like probably 15, so I don't know, man.
So you just opened a random can of paint?
Yeah. It's not like I was memorizing, like it's something I afford to do. It's not like weed.
Where you buy yourself.
Weed, I did so much that I could tell you favorite flavors and all that, because that was my main thing I did, and well, meh. And that's what I have more of a intimate knowledge of. Paint is just something to do. Get high, people are doing it, and then they stop doing it because they moved on to better, more mature things.
Right.
Nobody memorizes that.
But were you by yourself? What up, May? What? Sweet baby angels in the house.
Yeah.
But how did you end up huffing paint, Kenny?
Gang, gang.
Were you by yourself?
I don't know.
Did you find it with a friend?
It looked fun.
What looked fun, though? Like you saw a can of paint and you were like, that looks fun.
The huff. No, he's like, man, it's such a great high. So that's the reason. Somebody just, the last person that did describe it, I'm like, that's pretty good. But then I found better highs. There you go.
Did you just take the lid off and just hold it? Did you get any paint on your nose while you were doing it?
No, I probably did like it three times my whole life.
Holy we shit, moved Kenny.
On to other things to do.
Were you ever worried that you huffed too much? You ever wake up and there's paint everywhere?
No, I'm saying, dude, I rolled with the bad crowd, the freaks. So we would just move on to something that was a way better high and be like, oh, man, you're still huffing paint? Those guys are smoking weed and everything. So we just would roll on to the next thing at some point or another. Yeah, we were party animals, and there's always one or two drug addicts with it.
Have you ever walked into a house party carrying a to paint to surprise your friends.
No, really,
Slam,
that was
you
what.
slam a can of paint on the coffee table, like,
No,
let's
I'm
party,
saying by the time
boys.
we moved on to partying at people's houses, nobody's doing that.
Let's
We're
get fucking
like,
nuts. Yeah, that's
I'm
right.
saying that's what we were doing in like the sixth and like seventh grade. And then when we were like 12 years old and shit, like we moved on or something like that. Maybe I did it once at 15. We way moved on to other things. Yeah.
Like
Anybody
what,
else that was
crack?
doing that? Well,
Diesel?
some people did. Some
Right.
people did. I didn't really. I only did really in kickers. I only did crack full on once in my life. And I never did base. That's what crackheads did. They did base. Base is their life ruiner.
Did you ever have
I
to
never
sit
did the life
down?
ruiner.
Did you ever have to sit down with your friends and be like, look, guys, I mean, the paint was pretty cool, but crack, I'm going to college.
No. This is one thing that nobody will ever say at a party. Let's do some base or crack. That's something that no one else will stand there and make a party with you. That's a one-man party.
Have you
Coke,
ever
that's a
almost
multiple
have you
man
ever had an
party.
almost relapse where you pulled out a can of paint that you were hiding and you looked at it, but then you teared up and you like
No, I'm
slammed the
just saying
paint off
it.
the table. You're
No,
like,
I'm
I'm not gonna
saying
do this
what.
again. I
Russ,
swear
Russ, you're
to.
putting too much into it.
Oh.
Something you do more than four
I'm
times
being
or
high
three
and
times.
imaginative,
It,
Kenny. I'm a
no,
sweet
I'm
baby
saying that you're.
angel.
Jesus, can you let me talk without
Go ahead,
talking and
Keddie.
then talk right over? I'm saying that you're acting like I was addicted to it. Something you've tried three times in your entire life is not an addiction. So there's no
I never said
relapse
that.
to go to. I was never hooked on it. It was a flash in the pan. I tried it. It was fun the three times that I did it, and then I never did it again. It wasn't like weed or anything or what heroin is to some people. Not at all.
Have
It was just
you thought about
a
doing it
flash in the
again,
pan.
though, since it didn't hurt you?
No.
But it didn't hurt you. Why not?
There's way better highs out there, and it's kind of very juvenile. I'm 47. I'm pretty good on not doing that for a long ass time.
Well, Focus wants to know if you kicked it by going to Painters Anonymous.
No, I think he did. That's why I heard of it.
Oh
Like
shit.
Painter's Anonymous, man, when he was like
Focus was
20,
definitely
and
a big paint guy, I could tell.
I
He
think
kept those little
Focus was.
jars in his pocket.
Yeah, I think Focus at 20 and not at, and want to be not white and failed at life was go was think about trying to college classes then after his third Painter's Anonymous had almost failed. That's right.
May, have you ever suffered from paint addiction?
No, I have not, but I was at like a hippie bar once and they were selling balloons
Was it balloons
Of paint?
of heroin? No,
Heroin.
I was like, oh my God, I've never even heard of this. And they were
Was in the
somebody had
back.
a nitrous tank
Oh
in
my.
their backpack and they were selling balloons.
It was in the back room and it was balloons filled with something white. No.
No, it was balloons filled with
Nitrous.
nitrous.
Yeah, Kenny
Oh.
would pop that balloon and pull out a can of paint and go, you fucking pussies.
No,
Start gargling
you.
on
That's
it and shit.
you. I had to like paint and heroin. I only sniffed it at friends' houses and maybe sniffed it in my dad's garage once. That was
That's
about
what I
it.
was asking you the whole time. How did it?
If they were only like after school, it wasn't like there's a party. Nobody does that at the party. We're doing stuff like getting drunk, smoking weed, trying to make out with a bitch. That's what we're doing. That's all we're doing, man.
So let's
Yeah, so
focus.
we
Let's
nobody's gonna want to do
focus.
that. That's
Let's
not what
focus on
we're doing.
the one time in your dad's garage. Were you at school thinking about it at lunch? I like, can't wait to get home, crack open that paint. When did you think about it? Like
No,
you just
another
went in the
friend was
garage?
over.
Okay, another
No, I'm
friend.
saying another friend was over and we were getting wasted. He goes, you want to sniff some
Where's
paint?
Catch?
And I'm like, why not? So there you go, man.
Where's sweet baby Catch?
She fell asleep already, but I think she's waking up. I don't know.
I never thought about it. Ross, anytime I did it, it never crossed into my head. People would suggest that, but why not? I do. So the cross never crossed in my head whatsoever.
What did your friend say, hey, want to do paint one more time, or did you offer the paint? Whose idea was it?
Always someone else's. Never mind.
Were you painting like at the time? Because that would make sense a little bit if you were already painting.
No, when I'm painting, I don't focus on getting high and all that off that. I just do the paint.
Did you have a moment where you were going to sniff it and instead you grabbed a paintbrush and you dipped it in there and then you did one of your awesome paintings and you were like, oh, that's what this is for?
No, when you get this out of your head, I never was so into it that I was thinking about sniffing paint.
But you're into paint, right?
Yeah, but I'm saying that me and a friend would be high. And then, right, when I'm doing art and I'm high or something, I'm only high enough to focus on art. I'm not thinking of getting really higher. That's when you're kind of like at your friend's house after school and he goes, you want to do something stupid? You go, like what? And he goes, you want to sniff some paint? All right, I've just smoked. I'm drunk enough. I've had enough to drink. I'm pretty tipsy. Let's go for it. You just think about. You just say yes on the moment because you want to do something stupid because you're like 11, right? Or you're 13 or something. You're like, why not? Right. You don't think about these things. You think that high is that great?
That it was pretty fun.
Barely that great. It was fun for like, let's do something stupid. It wasn't like a really good high. That's what adults do.
What other stupid things did you guys do?
That's a good idea.
Did you ever like, did you ever like dip your cock and balls in the paint and then turn around real quick and be like, oh, look.
Not the cock and balls.
No, only people like Helen do gay shit like that in jigs. Nobody I knew was doing that.
You did it once. I remember.
No, you're wrong.
And then you had that accidental shower stream you did on Periscope that one time.
No, I'm saying that. I'm saying that I've never dipped my dick in paint or anything. I've never used body paint. You have to use body paint on your privates and all that. I've never used body paint.
Can you sniff?
All right, I have a question. Can I intervene?
Yes, please do.
Kenny, can I intervene? So I've been offline for a bit. I've been dealing with some medical shit or health issues, whatever you want to say. And I have a question. What did Jimmer's channel get taken down and why? And tell me everything you know, Ross, because I know you see everything.
I think he made a post online or something.
I believe the word... The allegations, let's see. The allegations are that Robbie struck him down, but then Robbie said he didn't. But Robbie is a known liar that would do something like that and then say he didn't. Not saying that he is lying. I'm just saying based on history, it doesn't really mean anything. So he could have. I don't know.
There could be other reasons.
I heard the Glare posted checkmate as soon as his channel went down.
Yeah, but I mean, that's something many people could do something like that without actually striking it.
That's true, but remember, he did screw him over. It could be just desserts, like, oh shit, one of my friends got checkmate.
I think if you did it and you were proud enough to say checkmate, then you would go ahead and be like, yeah, I definitely did it. Fuck you, jackass.
He did make that live stream that one day when he got Morbid's monetization taken away and he did like a passive aggressive like headlock type of video. And
well, maybe it was this, maybe in Guerra's server, like he had the monetization checked out and in his server they were in an unwide voice chat and he said strike his ass, and that's what got taken down because he was in monetization. So no. You could be saying strike it in a non-record voice chat, and then you know once people are ordered to strike and it's in secret, they don't have to say why you got taken down. It wasn't even public.
Well, I can't say for sure that I've ever done anything to intentionally try to take his channel down, as far as like I've definitely reported him for shit that I felt like it was way too far. But I'm just like, how the fuck do you get someone's channel like that taken down? Because it seems like he gets away with everything.
I'm just saying monetization gets taken down that he does. And then you can say stuff behind the scenes like, we got strikes now. And then everybody does. And nobody in that server knows about. They only know.
You got,
I'm not saying he did that, but that could be a way to hide it.
If you got like 10, if you got 10, 20 people just striking every single thing you do, like even if nothing happens at the time, like it goes on to YouTube, you get like, you get fucking demotions, you get demerits basically.
That's wrong.
YouTube remembers every time someone, like just the overwhelming volume of people striking you.
Right, for 10% of the time. Congratulations,
intermission for Kenny.
All the time. Yeah, congratulations on thinking that it's all the time and you're only right 10% of the time. This is that percentage.
He doesn't want to give you all of it.
No, whenever he says it, he's never right. Only this time, because I'm sick.
I'm usually always
right.
Never
right. I'm like, I didn't have to take a shit. I went to the store. I'm like, I only had to take a piss, not a shit. I went out and smoked a bowl. Uh-oh. Didn't have to take a shit at all. So all those times are wrong. Now you're right. All those other times you're wrong.
Is this stream even on anymore?
No, you.
It is.
You're streaming?
My phone keeps acting like the stream ends and shit.
Oh, you're streaming this? Oh, good thing I haven't talked
any
shit.
You did that for me too before I joined.
Weird.
Hold up. Are you streaming right now, Ross?
Yeah.
Oh, I just came on to tell you guys. Oh, yeah. I literally just went to YouTube and the first thing that popped up was Discord Volume 1 Ross Talk. That's the first suggestion.
Yeah, if we're in this specific room, it's probably live.
Okay. Ooh, well, that's fine. I wasn't saying anything bad anyway.
No, you're
not
good.
Not saying that I would, but you know, I might. Yeah. No biggie. Remember that time that we had Peyton on? The girl that, the real Peyton, and then she's like, wait, are we live streaming like a half hour into our conversation? Oh, shit. I was like, oh no.
Dear God.
Yeah, a little worried.
I try to title it so that people know when they jump on here.
Oh,
people,
I'm just stupid.
People are welcome to jump on here, too. You could just mute your mic and listen if you want. You won't show up on screen, so no one will actually know that you're in here.
Yeah, last time Mr. Cardinal was on, and she didn't say a word until you stopped live streaming, and then she started talking.
I feel like I have a shitty Wi-Fi signal or something.
And everyone said nothing at that point.
Is this what you're doing now? Is this like, is this because a voice quality is better?
No, this is just kind of, it's really just a hangout. It's not a show. Like, people probably expect a show, but it's just not. It's just it's just to encourage more Discord activity. But I'll be doing like my normal stream on StreamYards eventually. It's not yet.
Do you drop your Discord link live? Where did Kenny go?
Yeah, he went to take a shit, remember?
He's pooping.
Oh, okay. I didn't know he said bye. Bye,
Rumble's
Kenny.
Better for you.
I love you, sweet baby.
The exact same stuff StreamYard has, but for free, and you can stream on both platforms.
Yeah.
Oh, through StreamYard. Can you connect Discord to StreamYard?
You can connect all of it. It's just, I probably need a new computer. My computer just can't handle doing all that shit now. I checked my internet speed last night, and I have like an 85 megabytes per second upload speed. I'm like, holy shit, that's way faster than my last place I lived, and I never had problems. So I don't know if my Wi-Fi signal just sucks, or my computer just sucks. It's
sometimes
one of the
you need
two.
Sometimes you need like a nice solid reset, right? With everything. That goes for everything.
Yeah.
You just moved, right? Are you getting, I know you were sick. Like, how are you doing? How's catch? How's the move? How's everything going?
Everything is beautiful. Really?
Good. That, no, seriously, good. I mean that. I wasn't being sarcastic. I hope you and Kat says she's not a live streamer,
how
right?
Do you feel
but that? I hope, yeah, right?
No, she'll hang out on here. She was just sleeping, so.
No, I hope, I was going to say, I hope you guys live stream together. I told you I'll be your biggest fan the day you come back. I'll be in the front row with my big foam finger and, you know, Team RDA t-shirt. But you have to let me know. Don't catch me off guard because I want to promote it first.
Couples streaming together can be trouble.
But, you know, I made that mistake with Lossless where I helped promote his stream. And then he's like, you can't stream at the same time as me. But I didn't know it till his girlfriend freaked out. So
That. I certainly don't care about that stuff.
If you do care about that stuff, tell me beforehand,
no,
okay?
I don't at all. People are allowed to rip anything I put out, use it, take my name off it, pretend it's your own. I really don't care. It's not a big deal.
Even Joey C.
You guys can all go live at the same time as me and restream my stream. No big deal.
Oh, that's brilliant.
See, I guess I would understand if we were covering the same topic. I would understand that.
A lot of people are just like that. They're really worried. Like, you go live at the same time. Like, let's say you did that and it affected, like, 10 of the viewers that you share. It's 10. And we're talking about 10. Not a big deal.
But, like, to be fair, he was new to live streaming, to be fair. And like, what was he trying to say? Like, I want your viewers? Shouldn't that be like a like something we agree on beforehand? You know what I mean?
It would be like Joe Rogan running around tagging people, being like, hey, don't go live at this time. Don't do your show at this time. Don't do this time. If your show's good, people are going to listen. None of that stuff matters whatsoever. If you're like fighting through a fucking brigade of shit just to pull off another 10, 20, 30 viewers, like, you're wasting your time. Don't do that.
Yeah, but it's just weird. But if you asked, like, maybe if he had asked, I would have, like, it would have came to my head, like, okay, well, all right, I get that. I'll help you. You want my help, ask me. But it's like, I didn't live stream for a while or at the same time he did, just while he was getting started. But then it's like, what do you want me to fucking do, dude? That was so weird. It was just one of those weird life experiences I learned. It's like,
yeah, the whole
internet. You're not a mind reader, but people expect you to be.
The whole internet right now should just agree, go live whenever you want. There you go. It's put to bed. No one cry about it anymore.
Right. Well, yeah, and I do understand it to a degree. Like, if it's like your friend or something, like somebody you're close with, I don't know. I guess I understand to a degree, but I never thought about it.
It makes like sense if you're thinking on a very small scale, but when you really think about it, it's just it's definitely a dumb thing to end up in a fight with someone that you were cool with.
Yeah. No. It, yeah.
Like, is your stream, stream really better by like pissing off all your people to not want to watch him anymore at all? What is the benefit of that?
That's a stupid thing to even bring up.
Right? What is this Houdini shit?
Yeah, like, even if you are mad that someone did that, you should just keep bottle it up, keep it to yourself.
Yeah.
You'll live another
right?
day.
You look like a douche. You look like a douche complaining about it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, people don't like whining. When someone's being, like, whiny and needy, no one wants to
hear needy.
That,
so. Because friendships, relationships, they should enhance each other. It shouldn't be a chore. It shouldn't be work. It shouldn't be an inconvenience. And that's how I think. If anybody, like...
Talk about friendships. Terrence McGurk was just stabbed in the back by a friend yesterday.
What?
Oh,
who?
Shit.
What?
Jeez. It's terrible.
Stabbed by American Cupcake, right, Tubbs?
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure you can tell there's some real emotion in my voice.
I mean, you've been quiet.
It's a sad day.
I still didn't get closure on what happened with Morbid.
Do you guys even know who, like, Joey C is?
Not really. I know the realm, but I don't know his specific shit.
You've heard rumblings of his name.
Yeah. He sounds like I've seen like screenshots of him. He looks like a piece of shit, so I can imagine.
Yeah.
He looks like a piece of shit.
Just like a wannabe internet tough guy.
Yeah, without seeing him, I kind of do know who he is without even hearing him.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you could profile him perfectly, just given, you know, a few physical characteristics.
I have to go soon because I'm doing a live, but if I don't talk to Katchen, can you tell her that I appreciate her for sticking up for me the other night when certain people were being little jerks? I can I just tell her thank you and don't tell her not to worry. I can handle it.
Alrighty, I will.
I don't want her fighting with people because of me. No. I can handle it.
Wait, you're going to go up against Ross Dogs?
Never.
No, I'm
just kidding.
RDA for life, gang gang.
our sweetie boy Helen DeKeller was being a bit mean interviewing her. But that's just what he does.
He was in my Discord, and him and I both know that. So, what were you saying? I'm sorry.
That's just what Helen does. That's Helen.
Yeah, I can handle it. Trust me. Like I said, I came on here ass backwards. Everybody was like mean and nasty when I had to like work for people to be nice. So it's like I can handle it. It's okay. I thought about it after. I'm like, oh, she's so sweet. Like, I just don't want her to argue with anybody because of me, because people are going to absolutely. It's like, I'm a package deal. I come with baggage, people just being assholes. I'm a liability.
Well, guys, I'm going to go outside for a minute.
Are you going out for a cigarette again?
Yeah, I also got to see what's going on out of this room.
That's totally fine. I'm going to go live soon. I have a question for you guys. Not you, Ross, because I know you have to leave. But I was going to say, I've been going down to a Lisa Dordana rabbit hole.
Oh, Tubbs' new best friend.
Who's?
Tubbs. I've been he was on the blow with me yesterday.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
You don't know who Tubbs McGurk is? Legendary poor in the Dabbleverse.
Oh, Jesus Christ, don't do that.
No, I'm just learning about the Dabbleverse.
The audience definitely knows Alyssa. They don't really know Joey C, though.
Yeah, they should.
Oh, well, is that the one who wrote the manifesto?
Maybe.
No.
The guy
yet.
Who admitted to all that stuff?
No, that sounds like Jake Hudson to me.
Oh! No!
You guys know who Jake is?
I do!
Oh, jeez.
I mean, she's a girl. Of course she knows who Jake Hudson is. That's probably the point. He's in her DMs.
Yeah, that's fair.
He's, it's a mixed opinion on Jake. He's never done anything to me, but he's done not so nice things to my friends. But I know Jake is his own, person, you know?
Hello?
Is it me you're looking for?
It's my Jake. Hello. Yeah, he's an interesting character.
Yeah, he is. I heard he's been kind of sort of mean or whatever, but.
Yeah, like I've just sort of been nice to him just because, you know, I feel a little sorry for him, but he blocked a bunch of people and then, like, he would send us messages telling us to fuck off just randomly. But, you know, I think it was kind of an attention thing.
Or maybe
No one
some people get triggered and you have no idea why, right? Like, it just. That I was having this conversation the other day. Sometimes you trigger people and you would never think in a million years that would trigger that person. It's kind of like, whoa.
Yeah. And I mean, if you watch a few minutes of Jake, you can see it's probably not much to trigger him anyway. So.
Well, see, I haven't really watched him, but I guess like one of my mods was over in Wendy's chat, and I guess like somebody said something about either Wendy or him, and he like went off on my mod, who is also now Wendy's mod, and went off on her because she didn't like block him and was like yelling at her to do her job and shit, and like really spooked her.
Yeah. That's sort of a weird little scene over there. There's that, I don't know if you've heard of the guy Hackride. He's a weird guy.
Yes.
Yeah, he's kind of a weird dude. He's involved in all that. And like, I think he's sort of pulling the strings with all of them, trying to get them to do interesting little things in his mind. And then it just, it always comes across as just bizarre. Like, I think he was behind like, Jake, you know, trying to tell the trolls to fuck off or whatever.
Oh, did he tell them?
I think so. I don't know. That's not, you know, that's just me sort of guessing based on everything.
You're allowed to guess.
Yeah.
Well, he told Kevin Brennan to fuck off.
What?
So, I mean, Kevin Brennan isn't a troll.
Well, there you go.
But yeah,
just, Wendy's, you know, pattern of behaviors.
Yeah, Wendy's nice. And some of those people that are on that show are really nice people. But obviously, Jake's a weirdo, kind of a mixed bag. That Heck Right guy's a mixed bag. But there's some really nice people in there, though.
There's this one girl who jumps up and down with her boobs.
Juggalette Jen.
Sounds like a great screamer.
I don't remember, but she was nice.
Maybe she's talking about New Girl.
I've only seen her over there a couple times. I, like, honestly, I had to, like, stop going on Wendy's show because every time I did, people were trolling her because of me. And I asked her. Yeah, I asked her, like, last month, I'm like, how's everything going? You know, are you still getting trolled? She goes, not since you left. Jeez. I was like, okay, good. It was bittersweet. But, I mean, I tried to, like, write up a GoFundMe for her and everything, and then, like, people were accusing me of doing, like, a fraud thing, and
oh, yeah.
I, like, had to shut it down because I didn't want, God forbid, like, somebody reported me, and it actually was, you know, I don't know, any question whatsoever, yeah. People, and it gets shut down. I didn't want it to look bad on Wendy because I said that I lived in Florida because my name was on the GoFundMe. But it was because I put it where she lived. I live in New York. I was like, she's going to get all the money, trust me. And I have receipts for all that. But it was just like, you know, it was tainted before we could even really do anything.
Right.
Because people are nasty.
Yeah, it's, well, I mean, but those, you know, those type of people have a history of scammers kind of attaching themselves to them and, you know, working them for money. Now, obviously not saying you're doing that, but like, you know, it's one of those things people.
Well, I didn't really know about all that.
Yeah.
When I first met Wendy, I didn't realize, like, I knew Jimmer did it. I didn't realize that a lot of different people were doing it until Ross Dog and some other people told me about it.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, that, especially all those like Howard Stern, you know, ex-Howard Stern celebrities, they're sort of like targets for people kind of attaching themselves to them and grifting people. And
yeah, like Alyssa Giordano.
Yeah, right, absolutely.
I'm going live in about
sorry, that is my new friend. I shouldn't say that.
Well, I'm going live in about a half hour, and I plan on talking about Alyssa a little bit because, like, I know Weezy a little bit, yeah. And he's like told me about her in the past, but that recent shit with her getting her fucking hair ripped out and. I felt so bad for her because I've been there as far as DV goes, and I felt so bad for her, even though I knew she was an asshole person, a Wheezy, and then it drove me down the rabbit hole, and now I'm like, oh my god, she's an awful person. Holy shit, this is a bad person.
What, you're saying Alyssa's a bad person?
Or Alyssa, yes. Alyssa?
Yeah. Well, I mean, certainly, listen, she certainly did not handle that situation well. I mean, there's
both of them are wrong.
Right. Like, to me, he took
went too far.
Exactly. Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you.
He went too far. It was beyond, like, him just trying to inflict pain on her for a minute, like she did to him, where she hit him in the face. He was like, God knows, I think he would have done a lot worse to her if somebody didn't intervene.
100%. Yeah. I mean, if he had slapped her back or pushed her back, I mean, obviously that doesn't look good either. And he shouldn't do that. At the end of the day, nobody should.
If he slapped her back, that would have been.
Nobody, I think, would be judging him necessarily for it, like, other than like her hardest fans, you know. But.
Well, I judged him a little for it. And I know she's a bad person, but I judged him. Like, I get it. But it was different. It was like he was out for blood. She just wanted him to shut the fuck up, and she should have never hit him.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's what makes his actions justified. But I still think he was going to do it one day. That's how I felt.
Yeah.
How do you feel?
I mean, I know I agree with you. I mean, I probably, you know, I don't know. I certainly agree with you that, and I think she would even admit she did think she shouldn't have done that day. So, I mean, I don't think it's a situation.
Did you see her TMZ video that was posted a few hours ago?
No, or earlier today? That one.
She basically does not apologize about what she did. Really? I think she made a statement that she did, but she said she was the victim, which I still don't think it's as nasty as it what he did. She can't say, like, you know, I feel that way because that's a guy, right? It's unsettling for me as a woman to, like, watch that.
Yeah.
But at the same time, he didn't hit her like she hit him, you right. know? So a lot of people are going to empathize with him. But me being empathetic and then, like, looking at the situation as far as in her shoes, like, I was scared for her.
Yeah. Oh, me too.
I did not like what I saw. Even though she slapped him, it was scary when he retaliated.
Yeah, it was a disproportionate response for sure. I mean, I guess that's sort of. I'm surprised she.
I think he wanted to hurt her. Yeah.
Because okay, I mean, I sat in a voice call that she was in last night, and she was talking about it, and she showed contrition. I haven't seen this TMZ clip, but she was very contrite about what happened. I mean, I don't know if you know.
Here, join the YouTube thing I'm pulling up, and I'll play it for you quick. It's only 3 minutes, but finish talking. Sorry.
Okay, yeah. And, I mean, I think if you had her, like, just here to say, like, her God's honest opinion, no, like, you know, bullshit for whatever video she's making, I think she'd say, yeah, you know, I shouldn't have been hitting him, but I didn't think that it was going to lead to that, you know. I don't know to what extent she might try to say it was more playful than, you know, it appeared, but... You know, it's certainly
no, she hit him hard in the nose. Yeah. And I've been hit in the face before where I've totally blacked out. And like when I was younger, it was like a teenage fight thing. And I got hit in my face and I don't even remember what happened after that. Like I blacked out and I just like started punching the girl who hit me right in my nose. And next thing you know, I was getting like pushed up against the fence. And I'm talking, I was like 14 years old. And it was a undercover police officer. He's like, do you want to go to jail tonight? I'm like, damn, what did I do?
Right.
You know, like, you know, it was a, you know, teenage fist fight down by the river where they were doing fireworks. So I was with a group of people. But still, I'm like, so that part maybe I get. But I think my reaction was instant where his reaction wasn't, you know, like, I feel like he knew what he was doing, which makes it scary. I don't know. But you know, he's Iranian. Do you know anything about Iranian men? They hit their women. It's allowed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think, sorry, I'm watching that TMZ video too.
Oh, okay. Can you see it? Are you guys both joined in?
Yeah, I see.
Okay. I'll play it, okay?
Oh, I thought you were playing it now.
Oh, what'd you say?
There's a TMZ video playing right now.
Oh. Oh, it's okay.
Pretty low. I can't turn it up either. Not that I care what she's saying, but.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. Give me money. I'm a desperate streamer. Punch me, kick me. I don't care. I'll marry Andy Dick. Whatever.
Hello, Ross.
Hey, guys. I'm Alyssa Jordana. I was in Cobra Starship. You might not know that because no one cared at that time until they got rid of me. But I played the keytar. And you can smash the keytar over my face for a small donation. And I love you. I'm literally translating this word for word. Hi, I'm Alyssa, and I really want to fuck Kenny TV. Really quiet, is it just me?
Hey, listen, she's a bigger story now than she was 2 weeks ago, so...
Do you think she'll go on Saruman?
Oops, sorry, I didn't mean that. She did some fucked up shit, but what he did, I think, was alarming, to say the least.
Yeah. I mean, I hate to like say this, because I think he may have some mental health issues or physical issues or something, but, you know, the sort of dead look in his eyes when he was doing it was just really troubling.
Yeah, like he was hell bent on. I heard he had mentioned a lot about like curb stomping people.
Yeah.
But you know, he had MS, right?
So is that what it is? Oh, okay.
Yeah, he had MS. She had made comments like,